Well, looking forward to the final, and a big honour for you, I suppose. Something I'm not sure if you ever dreamed about it, but leading Niamh Columbkill out in an Ulster final.
100%. I was very enough to dream to start a year, and I got captain to lead us out in the junior final, let alone to going all the way to Ulster. So just amazing that we small club Canadian Hutton has gotten this far, considering just the small group of players that we had all year, and it's basically stuck together, managed to build on game after game. That's managed to get to where we are now on Saturday night.
And it'd be fair to say that the team has got stronger, hasn't it, as the championship progressed?
Yeah, 100%. For every game, more or less, the defence has gotten stronger, the boys have gotten more in tune to the system we're trying to play. And more or less, that's, for every game, a bit more experience, a bit more know-how in boys in different positions. The breaking out in defence gets that wee bit quicker every game. Just in that game, no matter what you say, it's games that's going to improve you. You can train as much as you want, but it's games that's needed.
And how have you found Ulster?
Ulster's been challenged to the hardest games we had all year. We're in a right battle in because the Cavan challenge by McGee in the semi-final, in the quarter-final, sorry. That was just a very dogged. We weren't at our best that day. And we just needed a dogged performance, and we managed to get over the line. And then the last day against Tally Ray, they're a serious outfit. One of the best teams I've ever played against, to be honest. The ball movement was so fast, I mean. And it was just, Ulster's a completely different kettle of fish to any club football you get in Donegal. It's just a whole new level.
But there's a great dogged determinist about this team, and especially I think that was shown last week. You know, you hung in there, you were there at the finish, and you were there for Daniel to hit the winning point.
Yeah, to say the last 20 minutes we're hanging on for dear life, more or less, but it just shows the character in the team that we didn't panic, that we kept the boys kept on their Man American jobs, the boys kept tracking back, blocking up space as we can, and that's where, at the final minute, we were still able to get the ball up to outside of Fitch and to get the free for Daniel and for him to have the nerve to stick over the bar.
Yeah, cool customer.
Aye, cool customer. I don't want to hear him say me saying that, but I wouldn't want to tell him that to his face, because he's big enough head as is after that free kick.
Michael Lynch came through a fitness test and played last week while he was a big doubt beforehand. Obviously, that was a huge boost.
Yeah, Michael's been serious the whole year, for majority of the year. He went away to Philadelphia this summer and played football, and ever since he came back, the difference in the team has been, his teams went up a good 10% because of him, because he's just a leader on the pitch. He catches in the middle of the field, he battles hard, and he's good, very good communicator in the pitch. So having that fast pace fitness test was a huge boost for us last evening, Saturday evening.
Yeah. Ballinalek, has Ryan McKinley got much information for you on them?
Ryan has done his homework on him very well. There's a few county men on the feed for Man Under 21 boys. They're a very seriously strong unit there, and rightly so. They're going in the final as favourites there. It's going to need a bigger performance than it was on Saturday night just to get up to their level. Hopefully we can perform and maybe get back to Newton with that cup.
I don't know what determined that or just made Ryan's mind up for you to make you the captain, but I'm sure he's delighted now, because you actually have Ulster final experience playing with Donegal, haven't you?
Yes, I got three of the finals with under 21s back when Ash Curran was in charge, and I hadn't had the best luck of them, to be honest. I've three finals and three defeats, so hopefully I'm looking for 4-10 lucky this Saturday night.
Nevertheless, it's something that you've experienced of, and it's something obviously that it won't. I know it'll be different, but it's still some. You have big match experience in an Ulster final. It's bound to stand to something.
Yeah, it should stand for something, but it's Saturday night, completely different story going in your club. You can go with all the boys you can, you can get this best friend if you want with them, but it's not going to be the same as running out with the boys you've been playing with since you're 8 or 7 years old. It's going to be a completely different story on Saturday night. Sort of, and hopefully you can just get on the right result, more or less.